Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Andrea. How may I help you?
My name is Kathy Simpson. Apparently, I have inadvertently signed up for a subscription with your company, and you guys, it's kind of like I've been hacked. In other words, I don't want to be with your company. I don't need the stuff from you, and I wanted you to remove my name from your subscription.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code?
40513.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Kathy Simpson.
Okay, Kathy Simpson. Kathy Simpson. And you said 40513?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I pull up your account, Ms. Simpson?
Okay.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with that zip code once again, Ms. Simpson?
40513.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being so patient and holding the line for me as well. 40513?
Yes.
It did come by the zip code as well. And you have... Okay, thank you for being so patient and holding the line for me. I did find your account. Okay, can you verify your address for me, Ms. Simpson?
3037 Old Field Way, okay. Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and you said, now what was going on with your account today?
I don't want it. I never signed up to have an account. Apparently, I was hacked when I filled out a survey of some sort on the computer. And they, whoever it is, opened up an account under my credit card, and it keeps putting charges on my card.
Okay. Well, it shows here on the system that there was a Pure Mini Pods delivered to your address.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, on 319. Okay, so you do have the merchandise.
I have that, but then I have all these other charges that are from there that I don't know what they're for, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, so the watches that you receive, you received them at a trial price for $5.95. What happened was that was only for 14 days. So if you didn't cancel within the 14 days, you were charged full price for the merchandise. So you were charged.
That was never made clear to me, and I'll be glad to mail them back to you. I don't want them.
Okay.
It's been entirely up to you, but it was a fraudulent account because they put it on my my checking account like it was a free survey thing that I filled out. And so I'll never do that again, but that was fraudulent. It was a trick.
Okay.
All right. I've been to the bank, and they've said this is what I need to do, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, the bank told you to call us?
Correct.
Okay. Did you dispute it with your bank?
My credit card has been canceled. I no longer want an account with you all.
Okay. Now, no, I said did you dispute it with your bank?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Okay. 1 second, okay? Okay, so there's nothing to dispute. I just looked into your transaction. You weren't charged. You didn't have to cancel your card because you weren't charged nothing but the shipping fee for the watch. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to cancel out your accounts for you, okay? And I'll provide
you
with
that's what I want, and I don't want any more charges to show up anywhere under my name.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Do you mind if I place
on a
brief?
Do you want those things returned?
Yes, ma'am. I do want you to return the watch to the address on the package which you received, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then allow me a second to get your account canceled, and I'll provide you with a cancellation number.
And I'm going to need something to return it in. And, I mean, are you all going to pay the postage?
Yeah, no, ma'am. You're responsible for shipping it back. But you're going
to
be canceled.
I'm not paying anymore. The watch doesn't work anyway. There's no way I can get it to work. So I don't want it.
Did you try charging the watch?
I'm not going through any further effort on my part to try to make this right for you. This is a scam, and I'm not doing anything further. So unless you want to send me a self-addressed envelope for me to return that to you, you won't be getting it, and you won't be getting any money for it.
Okay. If you don't return the watch, you'll be charged full price.
No, I won't because my card's been canceled. I'm not paying anything for that watch. It's useless. And if I need to speak to your employer, I will. It's entirely up to you. If you want to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll be glad to send it to you. But I'm not paying anything further for it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, Ms. Simpson, is go ahead and just cancel out your account, and you can just keep the watch.
That would be correct.
Okay. Allow me 1 second to cancel you out.